I present for your consideration Mental Escher.
Vast, distant entities of some sort keep track of everything that happens on the internet.
Yet the scriptures assure us.
You're listening to the Mental Escher podcast, produced and distributed by the creator Mental Escher of Flurry Media Group. Welcome to the Mental Escher Matrix. Don't forget to patronize Cyberpunk Radio, our featured submask within the Mental Escher of Flurry Media Group.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good morning. Across America this week, Thanksgiving is the national holiday being celebrated. It began a long time ago when Native Americans broke bread and traded corn with colonial settlers, sharing a table of unity between our brotherhood of peoples, a friendship which endures to this day. In this time of Thanksgiving, some in Washington have chosen to lay blame. They are claiming that I misled American people to war on faulty intelligence. I'm thankful that we now know who's responsible for going to war under false pretenses. It's the American Indians' fault. The Indians had access to the same erroneous intelligence that I did, yet they did nothing to stop this terrible war that has claimed over 2,000 American lives. Shame on the American Indians. They were wrong to believe what I told them. The American Indian intelligence community had a responsibility to investigate this erroneous intelligence further before I made my decision to wrongfully act on it. The Indian people, by their wrongful inaction, undermine our wrongful course, which we must pursue if we are to successfully fail in the war on terror. Happy Thanksgiving and God bless America.
What's up, Mikey boy?
I mean, who has more to be thankful for than me? I mean, my lungs look like two blackened catfish, and I've got more drugs in me than a balloon in a Colombian drug trafficker's buttocks. there's so much alcohol in my bladder that I can't pee near an open flame. Thankfully, I'm still, alive and kicking. Well, not actually kicking. The last time I tried to kick, I shot my bloody hip across the room. But seriously, I relate to you Americans. I relate to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you formed the U.S. after escaping the iron hand of an oppressive queen, right? Mm-hmm. And I've had to tour with an oppressive queen for the past 40 years. But I do love a holiday, Though it did take some time to get used to the idea of people sitting around and eating actual food. The closest thing that... The closest thing to solid food I've digested since 1987, my own phlegm. But I'm going to have a Thanksgiving dinner for my family this year. Mm-hmm. You know, for the grandchildren, the grandkids.
Oh wow! I didn't know you had grandkids. How old are they?
In our family, we eat Thanksgiving breakfast full of eggs and various pork products. We play a Thanksgiving football game until someone breaks a bone, where the game degenerates into throw the ball at each other's privets. With packs of ice on our manhood, we watch Thanksgiving football, and then we prepare our hearts with a Thanksgiving prayer and eat a Thanksgiving turkey and a Thanksgiving ham and a
For several years now, many Thanksgiving turkeys have come with pop-up timers inside. A closer look shows that the timers consist of an outer case, a stick that pops up, a spring, and a bit of metal at the bottom. The metal holds the stick in place, but when it gets hot, the metal melts and the timer pops up. The metal's melting temperature is the same as when the turkey is fully cooked.
Technology Voice.
This is Technology Voice. I am your host, Hamagame. Please allow me to share with you some building blocks. Feel free to arrange them in your mind, however you see fit.
Thanksgiving is a Native American holiday that predates the Pilgrims by generations. Thanksgiving was, and still is, a sacred harvest ceremony observed by most North American Indian tribes. Though customs vary according to region, all the tribe's ceremonies had the feast in common. The highlight of the Thanksgiving feast was corn, beans, and squash, named the Three Sisters by Indian tribes. These three crops give a lesson in environmental cooperation that Native Americans still feel should be emulated by humans today. Environmental cooperation between vegetables and fruit? How, you may ask?
Actually, quite easily. The corn provides a climbing stalk for the beans. The beans provide nitrogen to the soil to nourish the corn. And the squash leaves spread out, preventing competition from unwanted vegetation and shade for corn's shallow roots.
The culture of the takers teaches us that the world was created for man. Man is the creature for whom all the rest was made. This world, this solar system, this galaxy, and the universe itself.
Under this premise, the world is a human life support system, a machine designed to produce and sustain human life. All other life and creation in this world exists for man. Since the world was made for man, then it belongs to man and he can do what he pleases with it. Man was made to rule and conquer the world.
The premise of the Lever story is that man belongs to the world.
Right from the beginning, everything that ever lived belonged to the world and acted accordingly. And that is how things came to be this way in the Lever culture. Have no care for tomorrow. Don't worry about whether you're going to have something to eat. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns. But God takes perfect care of them.
The main danger of a turkey deep fryer is that when the turkey goes in, oil can pour over the top, setting the whole unit on fire. To prevent this, do a test run. First put in the turkey, then add oil until it is filled to the appropriate point. Then take out the turkey. Light the unit, and when the oil is hot, put the turkey back in to cook.
Mental Escher.
Mental Escher.
Some observers, including me, have all but written off the broadcast business as the most prominent casualty of a collapse of the mainstream media already in progress.
Hello, children. Are you ready to have fun today?
Oh, it's time for some swearing and it's time for some fun. It's time for some essays, so let's get begun. It's time for something that certainly isn't hip, where all the nerds hang out at Geek Foo Action Grip. Oh, grip. Everybody who listens to this podcast needs to get a grip.
This is a podcast where you'll hear a mother.
Damn it, I am the mother here!
A fangirl.
I've wanted you from long ago.
A geek.
I am mighty!
A gamer.
I want to cast magic missile.
And a writer.
Mistaken identities, shipwreck, pirate king, a bit with a dog, and love triumphant.
Talk about, well, whatever the hell comes to her mind, and read various geeky essays, often discussing things like the homoerotic dance of the frat boy, the various geek crushes that people get, anywhere from Will Wheaton to the former host of Blue's Clues, Steve Burns.
Will you help me?
Very odd stories from a geeky childhood, and simple delusions of grandeur.
When the world is mine, your death shall be quick and painless.
If you like David Sedaris and Sarah Vowell, but you think they need a geekier edge, then you should listen to my podcast. Geek Foo Action Grip. GeekFooActionGrip.com. Other action figures sold separately. A proud member of the Science Fiction Podcast Network at TSFPN.com.
New Zealand poet Sophie Muleta for the release.
I'm sitting out quietly on the front veranda with the setting sun, the dusky pink orange feeling. The love vibrating in every single particle of air. In the cricket's hum, in the bird's song, in the rustle of breeze pulsing through my veins, my blood changing my body structure.
Visit Deaf Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Oh,
Vast distant entities of some sort keep track of everything that happens on the internet.
I am Kaio Kureta. I am a Japanese virtual pop star. I like the Fufida-san. It's sexy. Mental HR is brain teaser. Labia is my bitch. Bye. 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 Go now.
This is pretty far out.
Thanks for listening. Brought to you by Death Weezer Productions.
Visit Death Weezer Productions on the net, baby. At www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now. Bye-bye.